I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. At the top of Logan Pass in Glacier National Park, a giant rotary plow shoots snow 40 feet up into the air before it arcs into a free-falling cascade over the eastern edge of the Continental Divide. Plow crews hit asphalt along the entire length of Going to the Sun Road yesterday. There's still no opening date yet. Right now, cars are being stopped at the Avalanche Creek parking lot on the west side and the Jackson Glacier Overlook on the east side. As crews finish up work opening the park's iconic byway, visitors can already expect traffic lower down due to costly and long-awaited construction projects. Lauren Alley, a spokesperson for the park, says the roadwork is part of the decade-long Going to the Sun Road rehabilitation project.
So the work that's going on right now down in West Glacier is part of that project. They're actually redoing the roadbed in certain locations. So it's a really nice facelift for that section of the road. Of course, other sections have already had that in previous years as part of this more than decade-long rehabilitation project.
Sun Road rehabilitation began in 2007. It's the road's first major overhaul since it opened to cars in the 1930s. The project's total cost is estimated to fall between $150 and $170 million. Construction will also be happening less visibly in the park's backcountry. The Trump administration this week announced $12 million to rebuild the scorched dormitory of the Sperry Chalet.
Yeah, you know, we heard from the public that it was really important. You know, people by and large really expressed that they really wanted to see the chalet rebuilt.
Some have criticized rebuilding Sperry Chalet as a prestige project and questioned why it received funding while Glacier faces a $154 million deferred maintenance backlog for issues like aging electrical, water, and sewer lines that serve campgrounds. Alley says deferred maintenance draws from a different funding source than specific projects like the Sperry rebuild, and that public support for the backcountry chalet, as well as from Montana's elected officials and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, was overwhelming. In the end, maintenance is maintenance. It all needs to get done.
You know, similar to your home, you know, it's important to focus on things that you can see very visibly and also things that are a little bit more behind the scenes.
Alley says the park also received federal Burned Area Emergency Response funding to address impacts of the Sprague Fire, which burned about 17,000 acres on the east side of Lake McDonald last fall.
We're using some of those funds particularly to address some of the 32 miles of trail that were impacted and some of the additional work and that needs to happen as part of that recovery.
Up in the high country, road crews spent Thursday digging into the remnants of the Big Drift, which this year reached 40 feet of concrete-like snow.
We were expecting double this, really.
John Lucky is a park facilities manager.
But we only assist in opening the road. Really, Mother Nature is the one who depicts the pace.
The Big Drift can reach 70 feet high. But an abnormally warm May rapidly melted this year's above-average snowpack. Eric Peitsch is a physical scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He said this May was the warmest in the 125 years records have been kept.
It would have been nice to sort of depend on a healthy snowpack, well above average snowpack, you know, coming in through the spring and into the summer. But again, that warm May and not a whole lot of precip really allowed that snowpack to disappear pretty quickly. So we don't really have that storage capacity that we were maybe going to get.
Whatever implications a warm, dry, late spring hold for fire season, the weather did help plow crews reach asphalt sooner than usual. Crews still need to replace log guardrails that are removed each year so avalanches don't rip them away. There's also rock wall barriers to repair, fallen rock to shovel away, and streets to be swept. Bikers and hikers can access the full length of the road on weekends, but there's no timeline for when cars can make that trek. In Glacier National Park, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.